So you guys, do you think we have a little time for a little stereotype destroying?
Sure.
Better.
Yeah.
Dude, I was stereotyped my whole life.
What?
That's kind of the origination of this bit. I've been stereotyped my whole life.
You mean stereotype?
That's what I said. Stereotype.
Oh. Okay.
Stereo.
Yeah, all right.
I went to all white schools.
Yeah.
I was a black guy. They always, let's pick Al first. He's the black guy. He's going to be all athletic
you
and stuff.
Proved them wrong
I did
quick.
The same thing. I asked you to come play football one time expecting greatness.
Yeah. You've been a stereotype destroyer your whole life, haven't you?
I go to a club. Oh, do what Al does. He's black. He can dance.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Not so much.
Yeah. No.
But then there are things that are not normally attributed to any particular race that you could, your particular race, and you
right.
can do great.
Right.
Like yoga.
You did very well yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And cooking, beans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
laughing like a white guy.
Yeah. And making your own videos. And, well, so there are things, you bust the stereotype. You are not just that.
That is what I try to do. I am character stereotype destroyer man.
Are you?
I am character stereotype destroyer man.
Yes, you are.
A stereotype is a belief that all people in one category have the same traits and characteristics as others in a certain area.
What?
These beliefs can be offensive and could get your ass kicked. Rednecks. They're often thought of as NASCAR-loving, goat-toting, backwoods country folk. But do they all love these things?
The premise here is all white people French kiss their dogs.
And the blacks don't?
Holy moly.
You might want to move.
Holy moly, baby, don't hit me. You're a woman, right?
You tell me. You can't see? I mean, that's the biggest question I've ever heard.
And then two is the weekend. Why you want some drama, man? You know?
I don't want to see drama. No.
I, character stereotype destroyer man, am here to destroy those hurtful and mean-spirited beliefs and create a world where we all are judged individually.
Awesome.
Not by what race or group we may be a part of.
Big ups for doing that.
Thank you.
Today's stereotype is this. All white girls with the graduated bob haircut date black men.
So if you have a bob, you're cool.
If you got a bob.
Say that again, stereotype destroyer man. What is it again?
All white girls with the graduated bob haircut.
All.
Well, that's the stereotype.
Yeah.
Date black guy.
Gosh.
But the ones with the bob, the regular bob, are chill. They date everybody.
I asked what the haircut was called, and they told me it was called the graduated bob. Okay.
Let's get on board with that. Come on. Let's get on board with that.
I'm on board.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're on board, Al.
All right.
I know every white girl I know with the graduated bob
is a lesbian.
Or Kate Gosselin.
What if they're dating a black girl, Al?
I'm thinking that's still holding it true.
Okay. Yeah.
Repeat. They are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They are down with the swirl. Have a thang for the chocolate. They would love a mosquito in their glass of milk. Let's see.
My name is Lindy.
Lindy, I'm admiring your haircut. I think that's called a graduated bob, but not quite. It's a short graduated bob. It's like a buh.
Like
the bob. It's a buh.
Okay.
But the stereotype is that all women with this particular haircut date black guys. Tell me, you're white, right?
I'm white.
Have you dated black guys before?
Actually, my husband's black.
Oh, look at that. There you go. All right.
You go black, you never go back.
The stereotype is that white women that have that haircut have dated a black guy. So I need to know if you've ever dated a black guy.
Yes, I have.
Yay!
And do you still date him now?
No.
How long did y'all date? How about that?
Probably a month and a half. Maybe.
So 6 weeks. It was a pretty long relationship.
By your standards, yes.
Was he a nice guy?
Yeah.
He's a nice black guy.
Yeah.
Now you want to date another black guy, so you got the haircut.
That's exactly why I got my haircut like this.
Hello, young lady. What is your name?
Jesse.
Your haircut is called the graduated bob or
the
something?
Graduated swing bob.
Now, the stereotype on this particular hairstyle is that if a white girl has that hairstyle, she dates black guys. Please tell me, have you dated a black man?
Yes. My first kiss was a black guy.
Really?
Whoa. Yes.
And you never went back?
I've gone back a couple times. I've strayed a few times, I'm not going to lie.
So it wasn't all that?
I liked it. I go back and forth. I like them all.
Seriously, girls with this haircut date black guys. Did they tell you that when you got it done?
No, they didn't tell me. I didn't know there were strings attached.
You went in specifically asking for this cut, though, right?
Yes, the black guy cut.
The black guy cut.
Yes.
Is that what you call it?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
The one that breaks the black guy's flock.
Yes. Well, yes. The booty that you have doesn't hurt either.
Oh, wow. You know what they say. Once you go black, you never go back.
Hi there, young lady. I'm character stereotype Destroyer Man. Cool nightclub, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's the best. I love this one.
Lots of chicks.
Hello, young lady.
A cool night disco.
This is a cool nightclub with all the disco dancing going on in here. I thought perhaps you might like a cocktail.
In particular.
Yeah, lots of good-looking girls.
Yeah, we kind of like to come here and hang out together.
Okay. I couldn't help but notice your haircut. Is that a lot of trouble to maintain?
No, it's not too bad. Just keep it cut pretty short. Trim it up every now and then.
Wait a second.
Really a lot of chicks in here. Wow.
Wait a second.
They're playing Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah. That or Katie Lang.
I'm just in there as character stereotype Destroyer Man. I have no control over the DJ.
Are you hanging out in your favorite part of the neighborhood?
Uh-huh.
I have no control over the music selection.
Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
Yeah. No, it's not too bad. Just keep it cut pretty short. Trim it up every now and then.
Wait, that's Shannon.
You didn't know that?
No, I just figured it out.
Really a lot of chicks in here. Wow. Kind of surprised. Is that hairstyle the graduated bob? I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, I think that's what my stylist calls it.
That is the graduated bob. Now, how long have you been sporting that bad boy?
Oh, goodness. Probably 4 or 5 years now.
Really?
Yeah, it keeps getting shorter in the back, I think.
Is that your haircut of choice?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I cut it short, and it's too hard to grow out, so I just keep cutting it again.
Yes, the graduated bob, you're right. It is short in the back, and there's a part
front.
Long in the front. It's almost like a sideways mullet.
I wouldn't call my haircut that, but okay.
Okay. The stereotype is that any white girl, you are white, right?
I am white.
Okay. The stereotype is that any white girl that is sporting that haircut has dated or is dating a black man. Are you dating or have you dated a black man?
No, I've never in my life dated a black man.
Tell me when the last time you actually dated a brother was.
I've never dated a brother.
You've never ever dated a brother.
It's been,
oh, wow.
I've dated a man, actually.
Pardon me?
That's why there's a lot of women in here. You're in a club.
Hey, and then, you know. Oh, my bad. So you're... Oh, Melissa Etheridge. Ah, I got it. Well, that doesn't matter. You're a white girl, you've never dated a black man, and you're sporting the graduated bob.
Yes, I do have a graduated bob.
You have broken the stereotype.
Yay! Character stereotype Destroyer Man.
But of all the girls with that haircut at that particular bar, pick Shannon.
Yeah. So now you're just doing the stereotype Destroyer around the office and putting in the sound effects. Could you phone it in any more than that?
Oh, dude, I went to 5 or 6 different clubs. But Shannon was
kid.
One.
What?
He went to different places.
Shannon
that
was the
punchline. Come on.
Yeah. Remember?
Okay. I just heard from production. Big Al phoned it in. I put all the sound effects in.
Really, Cappy?
Of course you put all the sound effects in. The sound effects aren't in the club.
All right. We're here at the Barry Manilow concert.
Oh, no.
We're asking if people that go see Barry Manilow like music. Hello. How are you? I'm here at the Barry Manilow concert.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Never met you. What's your name again?
Let's go to the beach. I'm here at the beach asking seagulls if they like to poop. Let's find out. No, that was good.